Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran is keeping up pressure on the oil infrastructure as nations in the Middle East exchange fire.
Israel and Iran exchanged fire early Wednesday, with Tehran keeping up pressure on the region's oil industry, targeting infrastructure and ships as global energy concerns mount and the war in the Middle East shows no sign of abating. Two Iranian drones hit near Dubai International Airport, home to the long-haul carrier Emirates and the world's busiest for international travel. Four people were wounded, but flights continued. In addition, a projectile hit a container ship off the coast of Oman in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing the crew to abandon the vessel, the British military says, while Kuwait's defences downed 8 Iranian drones, it says, and Saudi Arabia intercepted 5 drones heading toward the kingdom's Sheba oil field. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Shares have opened lower in Europe after mostly gaining in Asia. Crude prices headed higher early Wednesday as traders watch for a possible release of international oil reserves. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his teenage daughter have observed tests of strategic cruise missiles fired from a warship as North Korea threatened responses to U.S. South Korean military drills. Images sent by state media show the two of them in a conference room watching the firing on a screen, but the report does not mention Kim's daughter. The girl is about 13. She has accompanied her father at numerous prominent events. South Korea's spy agency believes Kim is close to designating her as an heir. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris are advancing to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's special election, Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A Florida woman has allegedly fired shots at a home owned by Rihanna.
Ivana Lizette Ortiz, a 35-year-old speech pathologist from Orlando, Florida, faces 14 felony charges, including one of attempted murder, after allegedly firing shots at Rihanna's gated home in the Beverly Crest neighborhood of Los Angeles. L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hawkman.
Rihanna was there with her partner, her 3 children, her mother, and 2 staff people, representing 8 of the 10 of the counts dealing with an assault with a semi-automatic firearm. In addition, Ms. Ortiz is accused of firing at a neighboring residence that had 2 additional individuals.
Hawkman says Rihanna and her partner, A$AP Rocky, were in an Airstream camper on the property at the time of the shooting. It's not clear what motivated the attack. Ortiz's public defender elected to postpone her arraignment until March 25th, and bail was set at $1.8 million. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen.
With a partial government shutdown underway, some of the nation's busiest airports saw hours-long security lines over the weekend. Most checkpoints use federal TSA screeners, who must work without pay during shutdowns. San Francisco International Airport, however, uses a private screening contractor under TSA oversight, which kept the lines moving. Some experts say the model deserves a closer look as a way to protect airport security operations during lapses in funding. Travel industry groups are pushing another solution, They say Congress should pass legislation to keep aviation workers paid during shutdowns. Germany and Austria say they are releasing parts of their oil reserves following an International Energy Agency request for its members to release 400 million barrels to help temper energy price spikes due to the Iran war. Previously, the largest ever collective release of emergency stocks by IEA member countries was just under 183 million barrels. That was in the wake of the energy shock prompted by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Japan also says it will release some of its reserves starting Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard vows it will not allow the export of even a single liter of oil from the Middle East until further notice. Now, the U.S. military says it's taken out 16 mine-laying Iranian vessels. But with Saudi Arabia's oil giant Aramco saying tankers are being rerouted to avoid the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump says in a social media post that there are no reports of Iran succeeding in planting explosives in the strait.
The president and his energy team are closely watching the markets.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. military is drawing up additional options to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Rest assured to the American people, the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary, and this operation will result in lower gas prices in the long term.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Control of the Strait of Hormuz is also at stake in the Iran war. Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I haven't had a chance to talk to the Energy Secretary about it directly. However, I know the post was taken down pretty quickly, and I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell says about 140 U.S. troops have been injured in the Iran war. 8 were severely hurt, most sustained minor injuries, and 108 service members have returned to duty. The numbers are the first insight into the broader toll for U.S. service members targeted by rocket and drone strikes. At a news conference, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane noted that he joined Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and other officials at Dover Air Base Monday night for the dignified transfer of the 7th soldier to die in combat during the conflict.
We honored the return of Staff Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of the U.S. Army's 1st Space Brigade from Fort Carson, Colorado.
Sergeant Pennington from Glendale, Kentucky, succumbed to his wounds Sunday after an attack on an airbase in Saudi Arabia on March 1st. The same day, 6 reservists were killed in Kuwait by an Iranian drone strike. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell says about 140 U.S. troops have been injured in the Iran war. 8 were severely hurt, most sustained minor injuries, and 108 service members have returned to duty. The numbers are the first insight into the broader toll for U.S. service members targeted by rocket and drone strikes. At a news conference, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane noted that he joined Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and other officials at Dover Air Base Monday night for the dignified transfer of the 7th soldier to die in combat during the conflict.
We honored the return of Staff Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of the U.S. Army's 1st Space Brigade from Fort Carson, Colorado.
Sergeant Pennington from Glendale, Kentucky, succumbed to his wounds Sunday after an attack on an airbase in Saudi Arabia on March 1st. The same day, 6 reservists were killed in Kuwait by an Iranian drone strike. The latest surveys suggest more Americans opposed the Iran war than support it. A Quinnipiac poll conducted over the weekend finds 53% of those surveyed oppose the military action, while around 40% support it, similar to snap polls by The Washington Post and CNN. Respondents to a Fox News poll were more evenly divided. 70% of voters are concerned that the war will cause the price of oil and gas to rise. Only 30% think the war will make the U.S. safer. Respondents are evenly divided along party lines, with more Republicans largely supporting President Trump's plans, but a majority, including Republicans, still oppose sending ground troops into Iran. I'm Jennifer King.
Pope Leo XIV has accepted the resignation of a Chaldean Catholic bishop of San Diego after he was arrested on embezzlement charges. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office says it arrested Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta on March 5th at the San Diego International Airport as he tried to leave the country. The Sheriff's Office says it acted after someone from Shaletta's church provided a statement and documentation showing potential embezzlement from the church. Shaletta is being held on a $125,000 bail on embezzlement, money laundering, and aggravated white-collar crime charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, causing significant damage. In an area south of Chicago, downed trees and power lines are overwhelming the 911 center with emergency calls. The local county sheriff's office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast into Aramo Park, where it caused extensive damage. The National Weather Service says severe storms were threatening to bring intense tornadoes, damaging winds, and very large hail from the southern plains to the southern Great Lakes. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The FBI found explosive residue in a Pennsylvania storage unit not far from the home of 18-year-old Amir Balat. He and 19-year-old Ibrahim Kayumi were charged with trying to set off homemade bombs outside the New York City mayor's home Saturday. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said their IEDs contained TATP.
Also commonly referred to as Mother of Satan, a highly volatile explosive that has been used in multiple terrorist attacks.
Tisch also said Monday they admitted to being inspired by ISIS. They were arrested Saturday as part of a counter protest to a Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City rally outside Mayor Mamdani's residence.
Regardless of whatever ideology motivates any person to commit an act of violence, there is no tolerance for it here.
His comments came Tuesday, the same day police shut down a park near his residence to check out reports of an object which turned out to be non-threatening. Julie Walker, New York.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has commuted the death sentence of a 75-year-old inmate who was set to be executed this week, even though he was not in the building when the victim was killed. Ivey reduced Charles Sonny Burton's sentence to life in prison without possibility of parole. Burton was sentenced to death for the death of Doug Battle during a 1991 robbery. However, another man shot Battle when Burton had left the building. The shooter's death sentence was later reduced on appeal to life imprisonment. Ivey says she thought it was unjust to execute Burton, considering that the shooter was not executed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks held steadier on Wall Street as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% Tuesday. Trading was a lot calmer compared with a day earlier. That's when stocks swung sharply because of extreme moves in the oil market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was essentially flat. Crude oil prices remained sharply below the peaks they hit a day earlier. Oil prices had plunged Monday from close to $120 a barrel to $90 a barrel as investors hoped for a quick end to the war. The hostilities with Iran could impact the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A modest rebound for U.S. home sales. The National Association of Realtors said sales of existing U.S. homes rose 1.7% last month from January. Sales were still down 1.4% compared to February last year. The data also show home prices rose slightly last month from a year ago, nudging the national median U.S. sales price to $398,000. Years of rising home prices and a chronic shortage of homes for sale nationally have left many aspiring homeowners priced out of the market, but those who can afford to buy benefited last month from some of the lowest mortgage
rates
over 3 years. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo has passed the late Kobe Bryant for the second most points in a game in NBA history. Adebayo scored 83 in a 150-129 win over the Washington Wizards, eclipsing the longtime Los Angeles Lakers star's total of 81 against Toronto in January 2006. Adebayo had 31 points in the first quarter, 43 by halftime, and 62 after three quarters. He finished 24-43. 3 from the field and 7-for-22 from three-point range. Adebayo's 36 free throw makes and 43 attempts both set NBA records for a game.
It's a pretty emotional moment. Like I said, I wish I could relive it twice. So this is a special moment. It's Wilt, me, then Kobe, which sounds crazy.
Victor Wembanyama's 39 points helped the Spurs rally past the Celtics 125-116 after Boston star Jaylen Brown was ejected for arguing in the second quarter. 76ers All-Star Tyrese Maxey will be sidelined at least 3 weeks with a finger tendon injury. In the NFL, the blockbuster trade sending star pass rusher Max Crosby to the Baltimore Ravens is off. The Las Vegas Raiders said Tuesday night that Baltimore backed out of the trade that was supposed to send Crosby to the Ravens for 2 first-round draft picks. The deal was agreed to last Friday, but couldn't be finalized until Wednesday. A person with knowledge of Baltimore's decision told the Associated Press that Crosby failed his physical. The fallout from that reversal could have a ripple effect throughout the NFL on the eve of the new league year. And Geno Smith is returning to the New York Jets after being acquired in a trade with Las Vegas. Brian Seeley, the head of the College Sports Commission, says the onset of $30 million football rosters funded mostly by companies providing third-party payments to players is within the rules, but not the system some of its founders intended. Seeley says he's bullish about the new agency's ability to analyze deals quickly, but that the influx of third-party deals that help schools blow past the $20.5 million salary cap they're allowed to pay players directly has led to increased review times. His conversations with some leaders makes him think this isn't what they intended. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Iran's security chief has warned anyone thinking of protesting against the government would be seen as enemies of the country during a televised interview with Iranian state media. Ahmed Reza Radan says, "We do not see them as protesters or anything like that. We see them as enemies, and we will deal with them as we would with an enemy." When the war began, President Donald Trump emphatically called on Iranians to take over your government once the U.S.-Israel bombardment ends. But observers think he appears to have drifted further away from the idea that the war presents an opportunity to end the theocratic rule in place since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. The magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami on March 11, 2011 ravaged parts of the region, causing more than 22,000 deaths and forced nearly 500,000 people to flee their homes, most of them due to tsunami damage. Japan Prime Minister Sanae Takachi, at a ceremony in Fukushima, pledges to do the utmost to accelerate the region's recovery within the next 5 years and reinforce the valuable lessons we learned from the huge sacrifice of the disaster. We'll improve living conditions to support the return of residents who wish to come back, rebuild livelihoods and daily life. Takachi has pushed to accelerate reactor restarts and is seeking to bolster nuclear power as a stable energy source, in line with a major reversal of policy in 2022 that ended a decade-long nuclear phase-out plan. I'm Charles.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.